You're listening to SBS News.
At today's parliamentary committee hearing, Australia's top legal experts expressed their opposition to the government's new citizenship stripping bill. Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santo says that while the commission supports robust laws to keep the community safe from threats of terrorism, he held grave concerns in relation to a number of key aspects of the bill. Currently, the law requires that a person convicted of a terrorism offence could only be stripped of their citizenship when they have been sentenced to at least 6 years in prison, or to periods that total at least 6 years. Mr. Santo says the government's proposal to remove this requirement is a disproportionate response.
We consider that a person's citizenship should be stripped only in exceptional circumstances, where the gravest criminal conduct also repudiates the person's allegiance to Australia. We say that the best measure of the gravity of an offence is the length of sentence imposed by a court. And that's why the law should continue to set a minimum length of sentence before a person's citizenship can be removed.
Mr. Santo also highlighted the Commission's concern that lowering the threshold for determining whether an Australian is also a citizen of another country will heighten risk that they could become potentially stateless.
And the consequences of statelessness are severe. A stateless person is denied all the rights and protections of citizenship. They face marginalisation, disempowerment and diminished human rights. The Act currently requires that a person be a citizen of another country, whereas the bill would lower that threshold. It would require only that the minister is satisfied that a person will not become stateless if their Australian citizenship is removed. And we say that that protection is inadequate.
This concern was also shared by Arthur Moses, the president of the Law Council of Australia.
As the recent history demonstrates, both in the cases of the citizenship involving members of this parliament and the Prakash case, the difficulties in determining actual present citizenship are complex enough. The idea that in this legislation it would involve predictions about the future ability of someone to obtain citizenship from a foreign country would be obviously a fraught decision. And for that reason, the Law Council does not support that proposed change.
But Linda Geddes from the Department of Home Affairs dismissed accusations the legislation is too heavy-handed and unconstitutional, arguing it is necessary to protect the community.
Removing the requirement for a six-year sentence recognises that there may be individuals in this growing cohort of convicted terrorist offenders that continue to pose a risk to the community upon release, regardless of the sentence length. The changes in the bill, if passed, may capture a further 18 individuals who have committed relevant terrorist offences. The minister must still have regard to a range of matters in determining whether it is in the public interest for a person's Australian citizenship to cease. This includes the severity of their conduct, the degree of threat posed to the public, and the connection to their country of second citizenship. Australia has a mature and robust counter-terrorism framework that affords a high level of protection to the Australian community in the face of evolving terrorist threats, but we cannot afford to be complacent.
During the hearing, the Home Affairs Department admitted it did not seek any advice from experts in Fijian citizenship law before revoking the Australian citizenship of terrorist Neil Prakash on the grounds that the recruiter for the so-called Islamic State was actually Fijian. Fiji has rejected the claim that he is Fijian. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.